that make you go,
Hi, this is Peter Smith from the Yorkshire Evening Post. I think Man of Steel this year could be Chris Hill, the Warrington Wolves prop. He's been close in the past, been in excellent form since he came up from the lower divisions. Really gives Warrington a lot of go forward. Very tough in defence, strong with the ball. Made a good start against Leeds in round one. I think Warrington are going to have an improved season this year, and I think Chris Hill will be at the heart of that.
This is Ray French, and I think that the Man of Steel this coming season could be St Helens halfback Luke Walsh. If Walsh displays the form that he showed in the opening match against Huddersfield, his trickery, his wiles, his craft around the scrum, and if he can remain free from injury this season, then I think he could be the man.
This is Gareth Walker from the Daily Mirror. I think the Man of Steel this year could be Kirk Gidley at Warrington. Just going off what we saw the first weekend, he's going to be very involved for the Wolves with the ball and what they're doing attack. But also I think the way he defended stood out. He spoke in pre-season that was something he prided himself on. I think that'll earn the respect of the other players. And I think Gidley could be a man that stands out in 2016.
Steve Mascott here from Rugby League Week and the Sydney Morning Herald, and I'm going to go for Frank the Tank Pritchard. I think he's going to tear opposition defences to pieces this year for Hull. I think Hull will have a good year, and he may actually win the Man of Steel without starting a single game.
I'm Ian Laybourne from the Press Association, and I think the Man of Steel this year could be Luke Walsh from St Helens. Two promising starts at Saints, only to be thwarted by injury. If he stays injury free this time, it could be the man to get the spoils.
Chris Irving from the Times and Sunday Times. My tip for Man of Steel is Chris Sandow from Warrington. He's an enigma, can be absolutely wonderful on his day, he can be absolutely awful. If he gets it right, he's got every credential to be the top player in this country, playing in this country at the moment. But we could all be wrong.
Things that make you go,